Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. First, a YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there as I make my way to Eagles training camp today. NovaCare Complex, midday show going to be there. We're going to have Eagles linebacker Zach Bond on. So look for that on our podcast feed, and we'll podcast it as well here on WIP Daily. So Eagles camp today, they're wrapping this thing up. A few more days to go. And then, of course, the final preseason game coming up this Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field. And then it's all systems go. I mean, we're about 2 weeks away now from the Eagles in Brazil against the Green Bay Packers. Like, it's time to get rolling now. And as camp has moved along here, there's been a lot of positives. Obviously, a lot of guys that are, you know, young and trying to become something, you know, showing flashes of that. You know, the Kelee Ringos, the Isaiah Rogers, the Kobe Deans, you know, the Jeremiah Trotter Juniors of the world. And as they try to, you know, show what they are and who they could be. And I was thinking about this today. I was listening to Kobe Dean on with the morning show today, and it was a good interview, and you should check it out. And he was on with myself and Hugh last year from training camp, and just it felt night and day to me. He's got a nice personality, and he seems like a good dude, but just his confidence in himself and where he's at mentally at this stage of his career felt different to me listening to him today versus when he was on with us last year. It's like he now is in a really good place, both mentally and physically. And I was thinking about this defense as a whole, because the Eagles are in a what I think is a transition year on the defensive side, where they are, they've put together a lot of young guys. They've also given themselves some cover with some older guys, right? Like, still here are Josh Sweat. Still here are Brandon Graham. Still here, or just got here, are Devin White, Zach Bond. Now, those guys aren't old, but they're veterans in the NFL. Still here is a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, or just back arrived. Still here, and I can say it this way, is Darius Slay and James Bradbury. But if you look at how the Eagles have built their defense the last couple of years, they have begun the process of turning the entire thing over. Like, the whole thing by next year could be young at basically every spot. Like, next year's Eagles defense could be Milton Williams, Jordan Davis, and Jalen Carter on the defensive line. It could be Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith as your outside pass rushers, and Bryce Huff as your trio of rotation edge rushers. And in the middle, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Nakobe Dean. It could be Sidney Brown and Reed Blankenship at safety. It could be, you know, Quinyon Mitchell, Isaiah Rogers, Kelee Ringo outside, and Cooper DeJean inside. It could be one of the more exciting young defenses in the National Football League. Could be. Now, we'll see where all these guys go. And we could be fair about it to ourselves. The idea of all of these guys hitting and all becoming plus starters and all being healthy is slim. That is not usually the way it works. You don't just draft or acquire 11 or 12 defenders over a couple of years and they all hit and they become your starting defense. You usually have to supplement that with veterans and whatnot. But the bones of it are here. You know, the root of it is now here and growing. And what I'm wondering as camp goes along, and we're about 2.5 weeks to the kickoff in Brazil, is should the Eagles just play the young guys? Should the Eagles just play the young players? That's what's on my mind today. Because I feel like they're destined this year to probably have about a middle-of-the-road defense. I think Vic Fangio will improve it. I think they'll be better than they were last year. They'll be more buttoned up. They'll make less mistakes. They'll have less big plays allowed. But I also think because of their relative youth, a lack of depth in certain areas, and some question marks I have about the older guys, and then that just transition period they're going to make at some point where maybe some of the older guys come off the field and some of the younger guys go on it, I think we're going to have a scenario where it's probably a middle-of-the-road defense this year. And, you know, I don't think the Darius Slay and company are the key to making it a top 10 defense in the NFL. It's probably a middle-of-the-road defense. So what I'm wondering today is should the Eagles just do it? Should they just play the young guys and kind of move forward with this process to where you kind of get it over with? You pull the Band-Aid off in one fell swoop. You know, I'll say in that way. Like, just do it. just go out there and play the young guys? Should they do that? And I think there's a real case to be made. They should. You know, opening day when they're in Brazil, right? When they're in Brazil playing this Green Bay Packer game in a few weeks, they could, you know, play the game with Devin White and Zach Bond as their starting linebackers and play them most of the time. And boom, away you go. And then work in N'Kobe Dean and work in Jeremiah Trotter Jr. You could. I mean, then there's nothing wrong with that. It's probably what they're going to do. And it's a perfectly reasonable and normal and, you know, simple way to go about things. There's a very good and reasonable and normal way to go about things when it comes to corner and letting Darius Slay play out maybe the final year he's in Philadelphia and then, you know, transition this to Kiwi Ringo next year. You could do that. You could. Or before the season starts or before the trade deadline, you see there's a trade partner out there for a guy like Darius Slay and you let the young guys play. You could because of the leadership and the play of a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, have him be out there no matter what all year. Or when Sidney Brown gets healthy, if Reed Blankenship is playing well, maybe Chauncey Gardner-Johnson snaps get cut down a little bit and he's more of a third safety. You could, you know, let Avante Maddox start or play from day one or get some snaps at nickel and ease in Cooper DeJean. Or if Cooper DeJean's ready in 2 weeks and he's showing a lot, you get him on the field. You know, the Eagles have an opportunity here. And my guess is, based on the way they've done things in recent years, they'll ease these young guys in. So it's not like a crash course all at once with, you know, 9 or 10 young defensive players. But, you know, strange things have happened. And we'll see how the year plays out. I think the year and contention certainly will play a role in this. If the Eagles are one of the better teams in the NFC, which a lot of people believe they can be, then they'll play the vets over the young guys, or at least a, you know, more of a mix and match if they struggle. Or the team in December is not what we thought they were going to be. I could see the flip happening completely to the young guys. But I want this transition to happen faster. I think as much as I hated last year's defense, and as much as I believe their ceiling this year is probably middle of the pack, I do like a lot of these guys individually. And I do think as time goes on, they could grow together to become a really good defense. You know, Hugh has brought up the example a lot of the Kansas City Chiefs. 2 years ago, they won with a very young defense, because their offense carried him. Last year, that young defense took a leap, and they became one of the better defenses in the NFL. Could we have something similar here? We could. You know, we could, where maybe the offense carries a middle-of-the-road or 20th-ranked defense this year with a lot of young faces that start getting on the field. And then by next year, that young defense is ready to rock and roll. And I didn't even bring up edge rusher much already, but that's an area certainly where, you know, there's a big line of demarcation. You know, there's five edge rushers here. Right. And you have the Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat combination, which, if we're being candid, they're both likely to be playing their last season as Eagles this year. Sweat obviously could resign and could have a change in his career and they keep him around long term. Could. But the way the contract stuff went this offseason, I doubt that. They're probably going to move on after this season. So that could happen. Brandon Graham is already stated. This is last year. He's on the retirement tour. So you have that group. And then you have the young group. You have Nolan Smith, who's going to try to work his way into a more prominent role. You have, you know, Bryce Huff, who they paid a lot of money to be in a prominent role. Yet so far, he's not exactly shown anything that say that he should be out there every down like Hassan Reddick used to be. So we'll see how much he could play and how effective he is. And then there's Jalix Hunt. And when they drafted Jalix Hunt, I think the thought was, oh, this is a redshirt season. You know, Jalix Hunt's not going to play. You know, he's from a small school. And he was a converted safety. But every report you get is, yeah, Jalix Hunt's showing a little bit. And when we had him on the show a few weeks ago, I was impressed with him. His character, his size, he's a big dude, tall. I mean, you could see why, you know, someone thinks he could be a good pass rusher in the NFL. That he's part of this too. Now, we'll see if he's up on Sundays to start the season or is he going to be, you know, not dressed. I don't know how the Eagles are going to do their game day roster as of right now. But I'd like to see him get some playing time. As we move forward, the closer we get, the more excited I am for the season, the more excited I am for the young defensive players to show me something, and the more I'm thinking we should see the young guys. And I'm okay with moving off the old guys, even if it means they take their lumps, even if it means they have a bad game or two early. You know, even if it means, you know, they're out there and they're running into each other like chickens with their heads cut off, because I think they'll learn. And I think that on-the-job training can really really helped them. Now, a couple of years ago, they took the opposite approach. We saw very few of the young guys. Jordan Davis played only a little bit on the road to the Super Bowl. Nakobe Dean barely played at all. Cam Jurgens didn't play except for the preseason. But that team was dominant. Their veterans were playing great. They were a Super Bowl team. This team doesn't feel quite like that team. And you know what? Candidly, I might be off because a lot of people out there are very high in the Eagles right now. And their win total of 10.5 and division odds and all that kind of stuff. I might be off. And maybe they are going to have a 2022 type of season. And then the young guys will just naturally sit and kind of find their way. I think it's going to be a little bit choppier than that. I think it's going to be more challenging than that. When we did our win-loss predictions in May, I had them at 10-7. I think that's the kind of season they're going to have. And I think it's going to be more of a kind of a roller coaster type of thing where they're trying to figure this out as they go along and figure out if they can make everything work with two new coordinators and a head coach who's under a lot of heat. So I think it's going to be a little more of that. And as the season goes along, and if it was me, I'd start week one, I'd get the young guys in the field. So when a couple days ago, when I heard Vic Fangio say that he's interested in a rotation at linebacker, my ears perked up because that's not typical. Usually you have your two starters, and then if one or two of those guys are great players, let's go to San Francisco, Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, great players. They don't sub them out. They don't take them off the field on third down because they're great players. That, though, is obviously rare. Most teams don't have two great three-down linebackers, so you might have a substitution. Right? Maybe you have one three-down linebacker and you have one sub-linebacker, and you kind of take the sub guy off, the run guy off, and you put a pass, you know, defending linebacker on the field, and you mix and match in nickel and dime. That's different. But the way Vic Fangio answered the other day, like, he's open to rotation, where some series maybe, and it's my word, he would get Nakobe out there, or Trott Jr. I like that. I mean, I would be most excited this season, obviously, if they win, and they're a great football team. But let's say that they're not dominant, you know, from day one, we know they're a Super Bowl team kind of year. Okay, let's just play off that example for a second. I'd be excited if you told me at some point this season, we line it up and the defensive line is Carter, Davis, Milton Williams, all young guys as they come into their prime. The linebacker core is Nolan Smith, Jalik Hunt, with Bryce Huff rotating those three. The middle linebackers are Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Nakobe Dean. The safeties are Reed Blankenship and Sidney Brown. And the three corners on the field, or the two corners of the field, depending on the, you know, obviously the formation. Whatever it is, right? You know, you're talking about Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and either Isaiah Rogers or Kiwi Ringo. And all young, all in their 20s, all about to come into their prime defense. Learning together, playing together. And if that's facilitated by trade to the trade deadline or before the trade deadline, so be it. If it happens to be a veteran that has to get benched before the young guy, so be it. If it happens because, you know, unfortunately injury gets you there with some of the older guys, it's probably, if not likely, it's definitely possible. I mean, you know, older players get hurt. Darius is going to be 33 this season. I mean, it's all absolutely on the table for the Philadelphia Eagles. And the more I hear these guys and the more good reports we get from Trott and from Nakobe Dean and from the depth in the defensive line and Jalik Hunt and Bryce Huff, and hopefully the return soon to Sidney Brown and Cooper DeJean back on the field. I see it. I see the vision for how the Eagles are going to go from where they are today, which I believe is a little bit of a transition year on the defensive side. A better year, because I don't think they could be as bad as last year, 30th points allowed, but more of a transition year on the defensive side. I'm curious what you guys think. Do you want to see the young guys play on the defense? Send me a note. joe.gilio@odyssey.com. Obviously, Joe Gilio Sports, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you listen and however you listen to the podcast. Would love your feedback, your thoughts on this idea, and just anything we talk about on the podcast and the midday show. Send me a note. Would love to hear from you. I will absolutely hit you back. And bottom line is this. The Eagles have drafted and acquired a lot of young defensive players the last few years. We'll start to see soon how good those guys can actually be. My guess is they'll intersperse it with the veterans they've kept around here, like the BGs and the Josh Sweats and the Darius Slays and the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. But sooner than later, that next wave's all going to be in the field together. I'd like to see it as soon as possible, even if they have to take their lumps going through it and learning together, because I think the bones of something really cool could happen here very, very shortly. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, the virtual YouTube feed. We did an episode there yesterday. Go subscribe, 94WIP on YouTube. We'll put up videos every Monday during the NFL season. We'll react there to the game. Ton going on our YouTube feed. Check it out, 94WIP. And check out the Midday Show live from Eagles Training Camp today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Thanks so much for listening.